Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And what a game it was here at Gillette Stadium. The Patriots, the Broncos go to overtime, almost down to pretty much the last minute, ended on a field goal. What an amazing way to win here at Gillette.
Yeah, here in an early Monday morning in late November right. Is what it's at now. And this was really an unbelievable game, a 24-0 deficit at halftime. Yeah. All looked lost for the Patriots, who fumbled five or six times in that first half. It was hard to keep track. And then you get down to what looked like was going to end up being a tie. And then a muffed play, a muffed punt involving Wes Welker, of all people, put the Patriots in position to get a game-winning field goal with just a couple minutes left. This was an extraordinary football game.
Almost a fairy tale ending. Had to include Wes Welker in right. there. Well, what did we really learn about this team? Obviously, at the second half, they'd made some adjustments at halftime, figured some things out. But I tell you what, the Broncos were really running it right up the Patriots' throats.
Yeah, well, no, Sean Moreno was a key player in this game. But what did we learn about this team? It's about the mental toughness. Right. It's about the ability to come into a game where it's frigid temperatures and be the team that's stronger to play for almost 75 minutes. It's about going into halftime, and I'm sure there wasn't a whole lot of screaming and yelling.
Right.
I bet this team at halftime was composed. They talked about the nuts and bolts of what they had to do, including don't fumble the ball, right. don't turn it over, and they executed that with an unbelievable third quarter. Touchdown, yeah. touchdown, 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 field goal going into the fourth quarter. And then they still withstand that overtime where Denver comes back at the end of the fourth quarter. They get through the overtime, and it was really sensational.
Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall at halftime? I know that I would. I would just love to hear what Coach Belichick has to say. But we heard him afterwards in this press conference, and he just couldn't speak enough about how well his team competed, how well they rallied. He also mentioned the secondary, dealing with some injuries, yep. going up against some tough receivers, yep. was really proud of his team tonight.
And I'll tell you what, big picture-wise, you look at the rest of their schedule, and it's five winnable games. This was the one that they needed if they're to have a chance at that number one seed.
Right.
A bye is really not just in play for this team. I mean, it would be an upset if they don't end up getting a bye based on where the schedule is.
Right. Well, there's plenty more to talk about, but we will do that throughout the rest of the week. That'll wrap it up for Brian and myself from Gillette Stadium. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.